This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of the DJV show. Hi, it's Thursday, the 20th of June. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schilling is here. Nobody else is.
Just the two of us.
Okay, that's the two of us. Da-da-da-da-da. Well, Victoria can't speak. Jenner had to do some interview with somebody, so she's on call all the time. Everybody wants to talk to her all around the country. We are here at your service, on your side. Joe Biden is in the news, former vice president. Refusing to apologize for his remarks about working with unapologetically segregationist colleagues when he was in the Senate. So why is he guilty of anything? He should be the one apologizing? What? Why do you, Cory Booker, get a life, will
I'm
you?
I'm getting
you
a little tired of the constant need to apologize for everything. It's like anyone who posts anything on social media that someone doesn't like, then they have calls for them to apologize for it. I kind of respect Biden a bit more because he's not backing down and doesn't want to apologize for it. I mean, I don't think Cory Booker has any serious shot at winning any candidacy anyway.
Neither does Kamala Harris or any of these other people.
I think Kamala Harris has a better shot than Cory Booker does. I don't think anyone's taking him seriously. But it's like, when is he going to apologize for taking lots of money from pharmaceutical companies in New Jersey? It's like, I think I'm the most frustrated because I'm a Democrat and I want someone that I can vote for. And at this point,
can you vote for Joe Biden?
Maybe I'd be interested to see what he has to say at the debate, but if the rest of the Democratic Party keeps tearing him down, then I don't think we're going to be left with anybody.
It just goes to show you what a bunch of phonies all these politicians are. They claim they're good, loyal Republicans, or they're good, loyal Democrats, and yet they use the same tactics on whoever their opponents are. It doesn't make any difference what your stripes are. It's the same old stuff. And then afterwards, these big phonies go around slapping each other on the back once somebody wins. Oh, yeah, we'll support you. Well, why? Screw you. Look at what you said about me.
That's the thing is, I don't think you can be a good Democrat and you don't have to be loyal to every Democrat out there. I don't think you have to agree with everybody else who's in your party. But the thing that frustrates me is I don't think they're tearing him down or disagreeing with him because they disagree with his policy. I think they're doing that because he's the front runner right now and they don't want him to be. And so this is a good way for them to make a name for themselves.
Yeah, right. Anyway, forget about it. Just forget about it. The Iranians have shot down a spy drone, or they say it was, well, it was a spy drone. It was a spy drone. But it was over international waters. Look out, boys. Look up into the sky today or tomorrow. We may see something that you don't want to see necessarily. Ay, ay, ay. The folks at Discover Credit Card Company are doing away with fees of any kind on their checking, savings, money market, certificate of deposit accounts. This is powerful. This is a big move. You know how with, as most other industries, like the airline industry, one outfit does one benefit or cuts the price and everybody else does the same thing.
I will be so happy if every bank does this. At my credit union that I go to, I don't have to pay fees on my savings and credit accounts, but if I decided to open another account, then I would have to. And if I moved to another bank, then I would have to. So I will be very happy if everyone follows in their footsteps.
I think credit unions are much better than banks to do business with. They're much easier to borrow money from. Their terms are better. The people are nicer.
Yeah, they're a bit more personal. I mean, it's kind of annoying if I go to a different state because this credit union specifically is for state employees of Maryland. And so there aren't locations in other places. But, yeah, it's much more personal. I got a much better deal for the loan that I was getting for my car. The rate was – the interest rate was so much lower than what all the other dealerships were offering. So.
Yeah, it's good, better all the way around. So with Discover, Kara, they're going to be the first large bank or money institution that has no fee options, high yield savings. They're trying to get younger people like you to use the Discover card and their bank. It's pretty much an online bank, too. They will not charge fees for monthly maintenance, no fees for checkbooks, no fees for replacement debit cards, no fees for insufficient funds, no fees for excessive withdrawals, no fees for falling below minimum balances, no fees for stop payment requests. The reason I went through all of that is to make it, it's so ludicrous what these damn banks get away with. They charge you for everything. It's like the, again, back to the airline. Okay, I'm going to bring a cup of coffee. Well, you have to pay $2 for that to get it on the plane. Like paying $50 for a bag. Give me a break. So they've got a million customers now at Discover who have deposit accounts. They start a pilot program to forgive the first fee that customers incurred, and that's they checked, and then they've just gone on from there. Online banks more likely to offer free checking. Two-thirds of online checking accounts have no monthly fees at all. When online checking accounts charge monthly maintenance fees, they're often lower than those charged by big banks. So, you know what? Compete. That's what it's about. Competition anyway, right? It's all about competition. So I'm just happy that somebody is doing something that seems to be in the practical interest of customers. Wow, what a concept, huh? What a concept. Speaking of customers, Walmart greeter who's 72 years old, doing his job. Customer punched him in the face. He punched my face with his right hand. I fell down to the ground. The assault at the entrance to the store, the Walmart store in Cypress, Texas. The fellow who was the greeter said he never saw it coming. Apparently it was touched off when the greeter asked to see the customer's receipt for something they bought inside. Isn't that what the greeters
the checkers at the door is the same thing at like BJ's and Target and all these places now where when you're leaving, they'll look at your receipt and make sure that everything, you know, on your card is something you paid for. And he had a case of Gatorade that wasn't on the receipt. And the greeter told him, well, you can take it back and scan it and then you can take it with him. And he didn't make a lot of noise. He wasn't accusing him of stealing or anything.
Yeah.
And the guy apparently got upset, chest bumped him, and then punched him in the face.
Right.
So, and this poor greeter is a 70-year-old guy who's worked there for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And now he said he's scared to work in the front because something like that has never happened to him before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At least the guy is in jail or is at least being held for, you know, like $1,000 bail or something. But I don't know. People need to take a chill pill.
Yep. Relax, boys and girls. It's just Walmart. And the guy, yeah, he was doing his job. Here's something that does its job oh so well. Power swabs. Let's hear it for power swabs. I'm reaching over to get Kara on my power
swabs. Oh, great. My favorite part of the day.
You like it when I do this. The power swabs kit comes with 6 tubes, and you snap them open, and you inside will, with a Q-tip, take the contents, and you put it on your teeth. And you just rub it around. You take maybe 2 or 3 swabs from your gums down to the tips of your teeth. Obviously, just on the outside. You don't need to do it on the inside. It has no impact on your gums or anything else. You won't be sensitive. There's an interesting taste to it. It tastes like almost like toothpaste. I'm just doing mine so that if you were watching me, if I was doing, let's say, a Facebook Live thing of this program, and I put this on, and you looked at me a few minutes after I'd applied it, you'd see my teeth were whiter by a couple of shades. That's how it works. Also, you're provided in this kit when you call 800-208-1797. You order power swabs to whiten up your teeth the natural way. You'll get a, this Victoria loves this, a power swab stain out quick stick, which you can take with you. Works pretty much the same way. Got a felt tip on the end of it, and you use it on your teeth when you're out and about. Maybe you've just had a glass of wine, and you don't want somebody to know that you are drinking on the job. So this is
I hadn't thought about it that way before.
Well, see?
Yeah.
All kinds of practical applications for this. All right, so the bottom line here is it works fast and it works well. Lifts the stains off of your teeth, your caps, whatever you got in your mouth that go for that sort of stand for teeth. No sensitivity on your gums. And then You look younger. You feel younger. You're not covering anything up. You're extracting from the enamel. You're not taking the enamel off. You're taking the stain out. That's what makes this proprietary, this patent on this product, makes it so worthwhile, because it's the most unique way, the most natural way to whiten your teeth. Power swabs done from the privacy of your own home, wherever you are in the car. No strips, no trays, just results. And you get the best results if you don't have to pay full price for power swabs. And that's why calling 800-208-1797 is a productive play right now. You've been thinking about it, so take some action. Whiten up those teeth. The offer of half price not available online, only available by calling 800-208-1797. Get white teeth. Be the talk of the town. Everything changes when your teeth are better and you got a bright smile. Get it by using power swabs, 800-208-1797.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Feeling sluggish, bloated, gassy, and, well, you know, want some relief? Try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Our unique blend of all-natural herbs go to work on your digestive tract, giving you, So before you, try our super strength formula. It does a great job removing intruders that jack you up. Thousands of people use Life Change Tea every month, so try it, because you're gonna love the way you feel. And here's a little pick-me-up. Order now and receive 10% off your first order by entering in 10 today in the coupon code. That's 10 today in the coupon code. Go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Enter 10 today in the coupon code for your 10% discount. Wow, feeling good never felt so good. Get some tea love at getthetea.com. Changing America one tea bag at a time.
Summertime, beach on the Cape, here come the sharks. So how many of you saw the video from this sport fisherman's boat, the brush with this great white shark off the coast of New Jersey? It's a great one. I think, wasn't there a shark that Victoria was talking about a couple of weeks ago? She doesn't want to go on the, she lives on the water. In Jersey.
She was tracking all of them. I don't know if it was in Jersey Shore, but she was tracking all the ones going up the East Coast. And I was like, it's good to know they're there, but I don't really want to know about it.
You see the video, the shark came right up to the stern of the boat and grabbed a bag of ground-up fish bait that they were using to get fish, obviously bigger fish. But imagine being on that boat and being caught on video. It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal. The shark researchers say they have never seen anything quite like it other than in the movie Jaws. The great white shark. There was another one off of Long Island Sound, I think. Wasn't there? There have been a lot of East Coast sharks this year.
The shark is gigantic. Florida. The boat's only a few feet out of the water. And how high it jumps out, like, it could have gone over the side of the boat. No thanks. I would not be the person who's still standing there filming.
No. See you later. The shark was half the size of the boat, for God's sakes. And so think about that. How do you go fishing this weekend? Gone Fishing, 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Dutchman's face. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon here. First song in our Throwback Thursday event, the top five songs. This week we're featuring This Week in 1962. And Palisades Park was the first song. Freddie Cannon, I think, was 19 and a frequenter of the former Palisades Park, which is now a big condo development. But at the time, it was like a lot of other these beach facilities, Nantasket Beach and Massachusetts, same kind of place. All the radio stations would go there in the summertime, broadcast. Cousin Bruce would go there from WABC in New York and broadcast his program. So listen to this. It just sounds like fun. If you never heard Kara, they want you to think you're on the big ride at the Palisades. You want to crank it up? This sounds like...
sounds like I'm at a carnival.
Yeah, music. Eight and eight at a hot dog stand. Dancing around to a rockin' band. Give the girl a hug. All right. Never know how great a kiss could be. On the Ferris wheel. Down at Palisades Park. A lot of fun. Number five. Number four, a song about a movie. But it never appeared in the movie. Story of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, and Liberty Valance, played by one of the great bad guy character actors in the history of movies, actually. This song, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, John Wayne befriends the character of Jimmy Stewart, who also likes John Wayne's girlfriend. And now his name is just Lee. What the heck's his name? It just escaped my mind. Who is the bad Lee? Can't think of his name. Anyway, the bad guy threatens to shoot Jimmy Stewart's character, and John Wayne saves the day. Anyway, so this song came out at the same time the movie did, and it's the story of the movie, but it never appeared in the movie. This week, number four, Gene Pitney was great in his story songs, and that was the story of the man who shot Liberty Valance. Let's crank it up a bit.
The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on
just trying to build a peaceful life.
But funny how these free to grow. Story songs from movies and stuff that were so big at that time. It seems anathema today. I get a lot of this stuff. So that's number four, Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, Gene Pitney, this week in 62. Number three, Johnny Tillotson.
Keeps right on a bird. Every minute of the day, every hour you're away, I feel
Johnny Tillotson
so
was a teenager when he recorded this, went on to have a pretty colorful country career. This song made it across the tracks onto the pop hit list. It keeps right on a hurtin'. All right, there's that one. Next one was an example of how important instrumental music was in this era. I don't ever get instrumentals anymore, but this is a clarinetist named Acker Bilk. And the tune is called Stranger on the Shore. Went with a movie as well. I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. But I can't. Maybe it was the movie. Might have been called Stranger on the Shore. Anyway, so let's keep moving. Although this is a very pretty song. It's a sweet thing. A lot of strings in it. Neat. Very characteristic of some of the music that was popular at the time. Number one song this week in 1962. Ray Charles. 5 weeks at number one. I can't. Stop Loving You. First number one song.
I'll just live my life.
Like this, Tara, it's a good bluesy sound.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Those are the very, this is a five set song group here. Shows you how varied music, pop music was back in the 60s. Ray Charles on the DJV program at 28 after the hour. Calodrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calodrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Sacramento police officer shot and killed by a man with a rifle after officers respond to a domestic disturbance call last night. Officer Tara O'Sullivan shot while the other officers were helping a woman collect personal belongings so she could leave her home. Deputy Police Chief Dave Poletta.
There are no words to convey the depth of sadness we feel or how heartbroken we are for our family of our young, brave officer.
The shooter kept officers pinned down for over 40 minutes while the wounded officer lay in a yard. She was later pronounced dead at a hospital. That man held police at bay then for 8 hours before he finally surrendered. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the country next week will send a signal to people who want to come here illegally. He suggests Democrats are to blame for an uptick in illegal immigrants entering the country. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 minutes after the hour here on the DJV program. Some food news coming up first, however. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. How do you do? Kara Schiller is at the controls in our studio in Washington. There isn't a day that goes by that there isn't something that attracts my attention, and therefore I bring it to you so you can pay attention to it. Yes, maybe I'm a little closer to it than many of you, but because I fly a lot and because I'm familiar with the Boeing planes and specifically all of the hoopla around the 737 MAX, and what a piece of crap it is. I'm ashamed because I love Boeing. I love what it stands for. I love having a company like that be sort of the standard bearer of one of the biggest industries in the world. However, they have really messed this up. The latest person to suggest that is Sully. Remember Captain Sullenberger, the pilot who saved 155 people's lives floating in the Hudson River in a Airbus A320, not a great plane either, but he knew how to fly. He told the FAA that pilots are being shortchanged by Boeing when it comes to training on the 737 MAX. He runs a company that deals with airline safety now and has been asked by lots of people in interviews, what do you think of all of this? And he reserved his comments until, I think, yesterday or the day before, because there is more Boeing is stumbling and fumbling around with what to do. And by the way, the latest fix that they brought to the FAA said doesn't work, and they're not going to. They have to revise it. They analyzed the software fix that Boeing brought to the table, and the FAA said no. Nope. Now, the shares of Boeing jumped. They went down like a rocket after this, but this big institutional investor in airplanes and airlines at the Paris Air Show this week gave Boeing an order for 200 737 MAXs, or whatever they're going to change the name to, concept of the plane. People around the world don't like this, so that's why they want to change the name. But they also got to fix the problem. American, United, Delta, Southwest all have said they're not going to put these planes back in the air until they are absolutely sure everything is absolutely perfect. And the American Pilots Union has taken the lead on this by saying they don't want to fly them at all. So Americans trying to figure out, okay, that was one of the reasons I think behind the scenes there's a suggestion, okay, we better change the name of these planes, 737 something else. There's a 737 Neo that was around. Anyway, back to Sullenberger, who says that what Boeing suggested was that you read about the fix and practice it on your iPad. Well, that sounds a little fishy to me. I don't want to practice flying a plane with real passengers in it on an iPad. Reading, he said, quote, reading the iPad isn't close to sufficient. And he asserted that certification or recertification ought to require simulator training for everybody, which subjects all pilots to various conditions that would emulate the thing that has brought down the two planes that went down. We should all want pilots to experience these challenging situations, Sullenberger said, in the simulator, not in a cockpit of a plane that's got a problem. Which, hello, duh, doesn't that seem to make nothing but sense? What is the matter with these people at the FAA and more to the point at Boeing? Anyway, they're going to require every single plane, if they do get them back in the sky, and they'll have to do something, too many of these planes laying around, that they can't, you know, they're not going to junk them all. They're going to fix them. But they still have a lot of work to do. And meanwhile, in my mind, the video from that day on the Hudson River and the movie Tom Hanks played Sullenberger, it was another one of those Clint Eastwood-produced sort of real-life stories that make great movies.
Yeah, I was amazed by how much I loved that movie. I didn't really that many expectations. I didn't know the story that well. I didn't remember that much about it. And then I saw it with my parents, and all of us were just... Tom Hanks did such an amazing job. And the fact that it's a real story. I opened his Wikipedia page, Sully's page, because I was like, I want to read about it again. It's such a good story.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate, and it's sad that he has this story that he can tell, but because of Boeing, all of these other people are dead they're not able to tell that same success story.
Right. Meanwhile, the second day of the Paris Air Show, another good day for Boeing, but not because of the 737. There were no more orders. This one company ordered 200 of those planes, or whatever is going to be the reasonable facsimile of those planes. But the other orders came for the 787 Dreamliner, which is actually quite a wonderful plane. They had problems with that. Remember the first of that model went into, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, Japan Airlines, the first user. And the plane, the first trip it took was from Tokyo to Boston. Got to Boston and a plane caught fire. There was a little bit of a fire around the batteries because the batteries had been improperly installed and weren't the right batteries to begin with. So they had to figure that out. But since then, they have. And these planes, they are a very comfortable plane, a great plane to ride in. You don't get too many of them on domestic flights, but overseas now they're using them a lot. American is, United, all the major carriers, international carriers are using them. So they got an order for 20 from Korean Airlines and a bunch. They actually are going to make a newer model, a 787-10, which stretches it out to, I think, 320 people. But it's a good plane for hopping, like, from New York to Barcelona, things like that. Next up, food news, beer, staple of the American culture. Kara has one every night with her dinner, maybe two on Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Three on Sunday?
Yeah, definitely. Not an alcoholic at all.
No! I'm not suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was an alcoholic, and she drank a six-pack of beer
every afternoon. I have maybe one beer a week, maybe.
Oh, really?
Okay. Not even. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyway, the beer and baseball go together. America's taste for old-fashioned big glasses of cold beer. Shifting to other alternatives. So for those of you here in Massachusetts, we have a big thing going on about hemp and cannabis because it's been legalized, but the state regulators don't quite know what to do with it because they never saw something they didn't want to regulate. So we have a whole mess regarding hemp. And now there's cannabis ice cream and cannabis beer. You know that beers, the American Brewers Association is getting behind a cannabis beer. Brewers are trying to, especially some of the specialty brewers. Let's see, in counties where states have adapted cannabis, where it's legal, monthly alcohol sales have gone down 13%. So what they're trying to do, because of people using cannabis and not beer to cool their jets. So now they've decided to fight fire with fire. So the brewers are going to put cannabis into the beer so people will get their fix of cannabis and beer at the same time. The Coors company is going to do it. They have a deal with one of the Canadian cannabis companies to produce CBD-infused beverages. The venture plans to launch a portfolio of cannabis-infused beverages in Canada later this year. So Corona beer is going to do it as well. Corona is quite a good brand, isn't it? I don't know that much about beer brands, but I mean, I certainly know Coors.
It's a pretty big, well-known
Corona,
one. Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So they figure in the next couple of years, the cannabis market is going to be a $22 billion deal, and the brewers better get in on it because they want to not lose business. They've been losing business to cannabis itself. So put them both together. What do you think of that? I don't even like the smell of cannabis, even though, I mean, you can say, okay, Stefan, you're going to grow it on your farm. Yeah, I am, but that doesn't mean I like it. It's a business decision.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like a dangerous idea to me.
Beer and cannabis together?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it'll taste, but hey, yeah. I mean, if one came around here, then maybe I'd give it a try.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And I might, but I'll have to do it on a weekend because I might not hear if I do it. I might not be here the next day.
Not interested in that. let's help people out here a little bit, Kara, with a story from a fella that I've known actually for a long time. And he came to me and asked if I would help him tell his story, the story of a fellow who is a medical researcher. He was also a salesman of certain medical utensils, medical products. Lived in Buffalo, New York, 20 years. I've known this guy for 20-some-odd years. And he brought me, actually talked on my program for the first time 20-some-odd years ago about something he had discovered being used in Canada, a sulfur drug that he dubbed 714X. And you know what? He told me why he called it that. I don't remember. It's not important to the story. What is important to the story is that he started talking about this sulfur drug here being used in Canada and Mexico and elsewhere to help people get rid of tumors, cancer tumors. And then after the government found out he was talking about this, they shut him down, they prosecuted him, and they sent him to jail for telling stories that they said he couldn't prove. So you can send somebody to jail for telling stories they can't prove? Well, it was against the law, according to the government, to promote anything that isn't tested and approved by the FDA. Anyway, just big pharma, you know the story. It's the same old story. So he went to jail for 18 months for this. 18 months. While he was in jail, he wrote a book called Do No Harm with 714X. And that's what's on the market right now. Cancer, as we know, is a big business. A lot of people have the problem, and this is a way for you to at least educate yourself as to what an option may be, whether you get the care here in America or you go somewhere else. I can tell the story because there is such a thing as freedom of speech. I'm not telling you to use it. I'm telling you to read the book and figure out what it might mean to you. He's a researcher. He did the work. So now you can read about it and do no harm with 714X. This has been one of the fastest moving things that I've talked about on the air in terms of sales of anything I've done. The Martha Marley spoon thing was great. People signing up all over the place for those free meals. This is another example of the power of radio. So if you want to get this book, it's only $10 with a DJV code at 714xbook.com. Use the promo code DJV. Buy this book. If you have somebody in your family, you have it, maybe you just read it and educate yourself as to what is there. Might help you out. Who knows? You won't know this until you read the book. Do no harm with 714X. 714xbook.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipper with Today's Homeowner. Well, it's summertime, time to get outside and really enjoy your outdoor living space. But it all starts with cleaning it thoroughly, making sure all of your furniture, your deck, your patio, whatever you have is nice and clean. But in the course of cleaning it, you may find the need for a few repairs. That's exactly what happened to us on helping some homeowners recently with a wood deck. We found that the wood decking was really in bad shape and needed to be replaced. So we removed all of it and replaced it with something that'll require almost no maintenance at all. It's Trex Enhanced Composite Decking and really turned out nice. Now, when you're looking out on your yard, you want your yard to look good as well. So get an arsenal of tools that's available at the Home Depot from our friends at Ames. You might be surprised all the tools that are available to make sure you have the best looking yard on the block. And it'll make it a lot easier to get it that way. You can find out more by going to todayshomeowner.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of quickies here. Facebook, no, I don't, the digital currency. David Ortiz was not supposed to be shot. It was somebody else they were trying to, those guys were trying to shoot. They mistook him for somebody else who was having an affair with some drug lord.
Which is crazy to me, because David Ortiz is one of the biggest names to come out of the Dominican Republic, yeah, and then for them to not recognize him and shoot him. Ugh.
James Holzhauer, the big winner on Jeopardy, has honored Alex Trebek by giving a lot of his money to a specific cancer foundation, honoring Trebek, who's fighting pancreatic cancer at the moment. What a nice deed that was. 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The steam out. Where's the steam? Jaws. Yeah. We're telling the story about that shark off the coast of New Jersey, Chucker. It was half as big as the whole boat. Sort of wow. Reminded us of a scene from Jaws. All right, so Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with Movie Moments. What do we have going on with the Jaws theme in the background?
It's a good one. This day in movie history, June 20th, 1975, Jaws hit theaters nationwide, probably opened at around 450 screens total, but truly was a game changer, and I'll tell you why, because just about every big, what they call blockbuster potential movie opened at Christmas time before 1975.
No.
Jaws
you know
was
what
a summer,
really did?
Summer theme movie, and they released it in June, and it hit big.
Right. And what it did was ruin the summer beachgoers. For
it
that
did.
Whole year. It did. It
Absolutely.
Affected people. I'm not kidding about that.
No,
it
I know
affected,
that. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, people
well,
were
to
scared.
To this day, people, there are still people who are nervous to go in the water at the beach because of the effect that Jaws. And let me just say this. I've done a revival of Jaws every year for the past 3 years. Universal has cut an amazing high definition transfer DCP. That we show, and it's still, in my opinion, a perfect movie and one of the best movies ever made. It was Steven Spielberg's second film. The first he did a movie called Sugarland Express with Goldie Hawn. The casting in this movie was pitch perfect. Roy Scheider as Sheriff Brody, Robert Shore as Quint, Richard Dreyfuss as Hooper. But originally, I'll tell you a quick story, Charlton Heston heavily lobbied for the role of Brody, and Spielberg was not a fan of that casting, didn't get the role, and he swore he'd never work with Spielberg Again, Spielberg offered him a role in the movie 1941, but he turned it down. I don't think the movie would have been as effective with Heston. I loved Heston, but he had too much star power, and you never would have believed that Heston would be scared to go out into the water, which is really the focal point of the Sheriff Brody character. But I love Roy Scheider. I love awesome Roy Scheider was.
Yeah. I think that put Scheider's career on the map, too, didn't it?
Well, he did that.
I mean,
yeah,
look at all of the people.
Yeah, he did a movie called The Seven Ups, I think a year later, which was somewhat popular. But and I love Blue Thunder in 19, I think that was 81. That was a big hit. But Jaws was a perfect film, and he was awesome in that movie. Also in the sequel, I thought Roy Scheider was really good in Jaws 2, somewhat of an underrated movie.
He was most hated, though, for the part he played in The Firm. Or was it The Firm? What was the name of the movie? That Matt Damon went after him and his company, the insurance company.
Was that The Rainmaker, right?
The Rainmaker, that was it,
yeah.
He was detested after that. People sort of reminded me of the story. I remember seeing him interviewed after he was in that movie, how much people hated him for the role in that.
Yeah, and he also played Bob Fosse in All That Jazz, which was a big Oscar movie.
Very good.
In the 1970s.
Yeah. I'm reminded, though, when I think about how people hated him after that movie, The Rainmaker, the same thing happened to Bruce Dern after he killed John Wayne in The Cowboys. Remember that movie? It was 1974.
Yeah. Well, people took that stuff too seriously.
Yeah, Dern couldn't get a job for 2 years because he killed John Wayne in the movie.
You tell me what you think. Oh, this was also almost casting in Jaws. Lee Marvin was considered as Quint. I actually think
Lee Marvin. That was the name I was trying to think of earlier.
Yeah.
I was talking about the man who shot Liberty Valance, John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, and Lee Marvin. I couldn't remember Lee Marvin's last name. Yeah.
And then John Voight's name was bantied about as Hooper. I mean, all this would have been good casting, but what they went with became iconic. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Worked. All right, so what other movie news do you have for us?
Advanced reviews on Spider-Man Far From Home, really, really positive. It appears Marvel can do no wrong. That movie opens July 2nd. And also Marvel Disney planning to re-release Avengers Endgame in the theaters with extra footage. The question is why? Well, they're about $45 million short of the all-time U.S. record, which is held by Avatar. I guess they want to beat it, and they need a hook to get people back into...
You're kidding. Really?
No. Yeah.
My God.
But, I mean, as I said on this program last month, really the all-time champ, adjusted for inflation, is Gone with the Wind in 1939. Yeah. No movie has sold more tickets than Gone with the Wind. Ticket prices were a little cheaper, Doug, in 1939 than they are now in 2000.
Yes, was it a dollar or 50 cents?
A little.
Quarter
maybe
or something
cheaper.
To see a movie?
Yeah, probably. Right. Probably.
Oh, but for the good old days, Chucker, a lot of things have changed for the better. One wonders about some of the movies that are around. Chucker is here to tell those stories every day on the DJV program, where it's 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.